There's a story of a financial advisor who sits down with an 85-year-old man to go over his investments. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. He suggests a few stocks that should give the elderly man a quick return. And then the broker suggests that he look at some safer, long-term investments. Long-term investments, the old man exclaimed. I don't even buy green bananas. There are many stories with the same theme attributed to everyone from Ann Landers to Senator Sam Nunn. Even country artist Jake Owen has a song about an older fishing buddy whose boat was named Green Bananas. But in every case, the message is clear. Life is too short to wait for the things you want. Just before Christmas, Diane and I attended the funeral or calling hours of 6 friends and relatives in 1 week. One was my brother-in-law, who was also a very close friend. Another was a 41-year-old man who died in his sleep. Each passing drove home the point that life is too short to wait to do the things we need or even want to do. We can't wait for things to be perfect for us to act. Whether it's a new job, a move to another city, a trip to Europe, or simply visiting a friend we haven't seen in years, the time to do it is now. You know, for many years, my mom had planned a trip to Italy. It was her lifelong dream. She had her passport ready and on several occasions had booked the trip, only to have something happen to cause her to cancel her plans. It was her dream until the day she died. She never made that trip. Many years later, Diane and I were celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary with a trip to Italy. I brought along with me my mom's passport and had it stamped wherever we passed through customs. In every church we visited, we lit a candle for her, and I vowed never to put off things, meaningful things, and that includes my faith. Don't wait to say I love you. Don't wait to say I'm sorry. Don't wait to forgive. Don't wait to strengthen your relationship with Jesus. I hear it all the time. I'll go back to church when I get married or when I have kids. I'll get married when I lose 20 pounds. I'll take that vacation with my family when I pay off the car. But before we get around to it, something unforeseen happens. An accident, illness, job loss, bankruptcy, or death of a loved one will remind us that life is precious and we may never get a chance to do the things we know we must do unless we do them now. The same is true for our faith. What is God calling you to do? Is He asking you to reconcile with a loved one? Forgive someone that has hurt you in the past? Or ask forgiveness for something you said that you now regret? Why are you hesitating? Are you guilty of buying green bananas, expecting them to ripen later? Are you simply procrastinating? Or do you think that it can wait? It is said that Satan's greatest lie is that you have plenty of time to get things right with God. Don't wait for the right time, the right place, or the right circumstance. Life is short. There's no time for hesitation, procrastination, excuses, or green bananas. You can do it. This is Tony Agnese.